You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I'm your host, Jennifer. I have been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I always come to say I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healing for those who find me. And I start out with a collective message. So if you've been here with me before, you would know the drill by now, but this is going to be energy over the next 7 days to kind of be aware about, just to know what's going on. And immediately there's going to be a few different themes over the next 7 days for you. Particularly, there is a slow buildup happening. So this could be something that you've been working on for several weeks already, or it's something that you are beginning. Now, it could look at something like a new job you just started, or if you're looking for a job, or you're looking to have a little extra money on the side and you're making your hobby become a bit more profitable for you. You're still at the beginning stages of this, but what's really good, the effort that you put into whatever you're working on right now is going to be balanced and paid off. So if you want to see really good feedback, so if you're going to go look for a job or you just started a job, whatever you put in, you are going to be received. So if you want to succeed, make sure you put into that effort, because that is what's going to really help you take that next step. And if you put the effort in now with the slow build coming up, it is going to be like a dream come true almost. So hopefully you take this information and over the next 7 days, just continue to work hard and know that it's going to play out perfectly. And so we're going to go to our caller tonight. We have Tamara from Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tamara?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What type of questions do you have tonight?
Well, my children just moved out of state, and they're still minors. And I'm just wondering if everything's going to work out and I'm going to end up where they're at.
And if you're going to end up with them in the same area?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and check to see what's going on. Immediately, I see there is a lot of emotional involvement. Of course, you can all imagine that, right? Moving of children. But it seems like this move is bringing a lot clarity for one, even though it seems like there is some harsh cutoffs as well, but it's coming back into getting more stability. So emotional regulation, I'm seeing stability. Also a softening almost. So it's cutting through what was not for the highest and greatest good of your child and yourself, and softening. So it's more comfortable. There's more compassion, more empathy. And there seems like there may have been some harshness, not necessarily anything bad, just kind of more traditional viewpoints. It can play out so many different ways. But underneath this, I'm feeling a lot within that heart space, particularly with you feeling left out. So, yeah, we're going to step one step by step, because I do, this is a major upheaval for you, knowing that, of course, your child is moving and wanting to do what's best. And I see also the justice system kind of in play. Of course, I am not a legal professional by any means. So is there any legal things currently involved?
No, no. Okay. Actually, no, there's not. Mm-mm.
Okay. So now that I know that, I can kind of change and make sure that this interpretation is more correct for you. So even that being left out, feeling left out, there is definitely a new beginning coming from all of these changes. And for you particularly, I do see you being able to have that connection. I'm going to see if it's coming to physical, though. Yes, eventually you will be moving states as well. But it seems like there's going to be some steps beforehand. Particularly, do you have another child as well, or is there only that one that you're wanting to discuss?
So I have four adult children, and then I have two teenage girls, and the teenage girls are the ones that made the move. They moved down with their father for the school year.
Okay. And, okay, so that's where I'm seeing. So I am seeing, I'm seeing four total. I'm seeing definitely two girls, maybe two boys, but the oldest two are doing great. Okay, and it does seem like the others, a lot of joy is happening. I'm also seeing a red roof on a house. I don't know if that has anything to do, but just keep an eye out for a red roof that will give you information in the incoming months. That message is not meant to be known right now. There's going to be a lot of decisions to be made of what to do next, particularly regarding the future, and you already know this. And part of you, where are we going with this, spirit? What right now does your intuition tell you to move?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't, I think my emotions are, well, I'm a little confused on if it's actually the right thing to do.
Okay. So I see your intuition is something that you need to follow, but there is an undercurrent here as far as the challenges of almost you're afraid to walk away, almost like if it's, there's almost a feeling of failure if you walk away, if you do move, or there's something you have to leave behind more than just where you were living that you just don't want to let go yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get more information. Yeah, go right ahead. What was that?
I said that resonates with me.
Yeah. And it seems like it's okay to have that pause, to let the emotions settle a bit more, because there also seems to be another man involved. I don't know if you are currently in a relationship, but there is an influence of a romantic type that's telling you, okay, let's pause a moment because, okay, things did not work out. There is a feeling of failure here, but that is all about the human experience. It's only failure if you're going to continue to look at that and just, I hate to say this, but pity yourself. And I don't necessarily see that from you, but it's just spirits coming in to say, you did nothing wrong. You had your experiences. You had all the information that you grew up with. And sometimes it doesn't work out. That doesn't mean there's never been any failures, right? It's a learning experience. So you are allowed to let go. And spirit is very much adamant of you letting go of this viewpoint that you once had. You are no longer an older version of yourself. Step into who you are right now and allow yourself to soften. Do not have to follow in all of those lessons that your mother kind of drilled into you all throughout growing up, particularly how you should be as a parent, as how a household should look at. You're allowed to let that go and find out what works for you now.
Okay.
Not that you needed any permission, but spirit definitely wants to be like, hey, you are allowed to change what you have lived through, and you can change that for your younger children. Even if your older children are, you know, full adults, they are living very happy, very content. And you are allowed to have that as well. The finances will be there to help you move. Things will move a little bit quickly, but try not to rush decisions, because there will be some information that comes quickly and you won't have all the details, but the details are extremely important. So there is a lot of pause here. But after emotions settle, after you kind of had this pause and you can look like, I am ready to let go what I have here so I can go into something different. I can go and be closer to my children. And that is where it's looked like you're heading. You are heading towards a move. It will be good for them. So let's see, how will the children react? Okay. So new opportunities, there is a lot of changes. Of course, when any big changes come, right? Sleeping in a new area, there is going to be some anxiety, but there is a completion coming forward as well. There is some endings that must happen for the children to really step into the next chapter as well. But that's all being balanced. That is all being balanced, and it will come together and it will work as it needs to be. And again, just to clarify once again, you are allowed to let go of the past. You don't have to keep yourself trapped. You will be successful too if you want to be a caring, kind mother, because I see a lot of so much empathy around everything. You can come and not have that competition, not have arguments or anything like that, but work together to really raise children in a way that sparks their creativity, that has really strong communication, and to help teach them what judgment means, healthy judgment. So allow yourself to breathe. More clarity is going to come as you settle into your emotions. But remember, you are not your parents. All that voice that often sounds like your mother in the back of your head, just remember, you can let go because you are a different person now. And you can be whoever you want to be tomorrow, but it starts with today.
Correct. And there are other things I've been working on.
Absolutely. And so, Tamara, I hope that message settles your soul a little bit. It just takes a little bit more time for us to get clarity in these things. But ultimately, as long as we step forward with love and positive and truthful intentions, it's going to all turn out okay. Always does, and always will.
I believe that. Thank you so much.
All right. I hope the best for you, and until we meet again.